For supporters of Julian Assange, it's a worrying moment. Two judges at the High Court in London have ruled the WikiLeaks founder can be extradited to the United States to face espionage charges. Assange's partner, with whom he has two young children, was there to hear the decision.
It's been almost a year since I stood outside court with our victory of the blocking of the extradition. For the past year and the past year, 2 years and a half, Julian has remained in Belmarsh prison, and in fact, he has been detained since the 7th of December 2010 in one form or another, 11 years. For how long can this go on?
The decision's based on assurances presented by lawyers for the US government at October's appeal hearing. They said Assange wouldn't be subject to solitary confinement or held at a maximum security prison. They also said they had diplomatic assurances he could serve any prison sentence in his native Australia. Judges here effectively decided there was now no reason to believe Assange would be a clear suicide risk, which the original ruling had found. The US wants Assange to face trial over the release in 2010 of thousands of classified military documents relating to the US wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. But Amnesty International has denounced the decision, saying the US charges represent a serious threat to press freedom, something echoed by his supporters.
WikiLeaks was an organization of whistleblowers that made it absolutely safe and secure for whistleblowers to bring the truth to the public.
All he has done is tell the truth and done his job right. Is upset the elites, but he has done his job to tell us what's going on.
This decision is clearly a big setback for the campaign to free Julian Assange, but it's already taken years to get to this point, and it could be a long time before we know definitively whether he'll be sent to the United States.
The case has been sent back to the lower court so a judge can refer the extradition to Home Secretary Priti Patel. But Julian Assange's legal team say they'll try to lodge an appeal with the Supreme Court, challenging the American assurances that he won't be treated inhumanely. Nadeem Barber, Al Jazeera, London.